I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real than probably die harder.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm coming to you with all the tools today. We got Coach Brandon Lumberg.
Hey, what's up?
Got the substitute. That's all I got. Feet on the desk.
Two fellas.
Sig in his mouth.
Hey, CSB I'm pumped and ready to go. Pumped and ready to go.
You sure that's a sig?
You got the lesson plan ready?
Stop it.
All right. So we're going to kick it off, you guys, because we jump right into this. We record it with the Thursday Night Football preview, but we give it to you on Friday. So you ready? You can call the bookie. You can call the parlays. You can set it and get that money ready. He's the money, baby. But let's jump right into some trivia real quick with the substitute. Take us to class.
Hey, I like that. That's a nice little intro, Woody. Take us to class. I'm about to take y'all to school.
Welcome to Five Tool Trivia.
Of course, I always say, man, the Blicky 4 got a 30 clip over here. Okay, trivia questions galore, just coming out of everywhere. Without further ado, who is the most sacked quarterback in the NFL since 2018? I'll read it one more time. Who is the most sacked quarterback since the 2018 season? Brandon, I'm gonna kick it to you first, and then we'll go to Woody.
Intercepting Woody's answer. I kind of want to say Deshaun Watson.
Okay, your guess is Deshaun Watson. That's a really good guess. And
Russell
Woody?
Wilson's out there, though.
Teacher, I know you like to keep things as a theme, so I'm guessing it's Russell Wilson.
Correct. The answer is Russell Wilson.
There you go.
Russell Wilson since the 2018 season has been sacked 157 times. He's been sacked so far this season 11 times, which is actually a better trend than what he was on the past couple of years. Yeah. So Deshaun Watson is second. That was a good guess, Brandon, at 155. Nice. He would have the lead if he'd be playing right now. Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has been sacked 139 times. Carson Wentz, 128. And Derek Carr, 118. And
the reason Matt Ryan's been sacked that much?
Yeah, Matt, he's been sacked a lot. That Falcons offensive line.
He's got to stop pretending like a hiding like a tree in the middle of the pocket.
Well, look, that Falcons offensive line has been like awful since they made the Super Bowl that year. Mm-hmm. Like god awful. But I wanted to name the top five because Carson Wentz is on this list. And for forever, we always gave him passes because we're like, hey, he's not getting protected. All right.
He's still not, though.
I'm going to leave this with you. In 2018, the most sacked quarterback made the Pro Bowl. That was Deshaun Watson. 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You know who the second most quarterback was that season? Dak Prescott. He also made the Pro Bowl. So, look. Excuses?
I think those two quarterbacks, though, like you always say, CJ, are the exceptions to the rule because those are two special quarterbacks. Do I think Carson Wentz is special? No. Do I think he's a good quarterback? Yes. Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. I think we thought Carson Wentz was special, and then...
Injuries.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Nice. Well, that was a good trivia question. See, let's jump right into these games because we got some to go, so we're going to crank these out. Obviously, we talked about the Los Angeles Rams and Seattle Seahawks yesterday. Hope we gave you some money. Not much on this one, guys. New York Jets versus Atlanta Falcons -3. You know, I know we usually say go with the better quarterback here, but in this case, I'm going with the team that actually has a good defense. So the Jets won me last week against the Titans. I'm going Jets 2 weeks in a row, baby. Let's play with our lives.
Frisky, huh? You feel frisky. I don't know if I got the onions to do that, to be honest with you here, man. Look. It's in London. Both teams have to travel, you know, across waters. We've seen these London games for what, the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. It's always an ugly game. It's always super messy. I don't think this will be any different. I have the Falcons. The Falcons is minus 3 points. So I'm going with the Falcons. I think they'll be able to get it done.
All right. I mean, sending these two teams to London is a good idea. Let's not force people to watch them. Although this game will probably turn out to be a decent one, I know. Yeah, Falcons found a way to lose last week to Taylor Heinicke and the Washington football team. They did show life, though, right? So their defense, though, is one of the worst in the NFL, and it looks like they might be without Calvin Ridley. He did not practice today. I'm not even sure what the injury is. I'll have to look into that. But
might just be a rest day, too.
Yeah, it could be a rest day, whatever. But at the same time, I'm going to actually go with CJ on this, minus 3 in the Falcons.
Okay, all right. Carolina Panthers versus Philadelphia Eagles. The Carolina Panthers are favored in this one by 3.5 points. And they just recently acquired all-world cornerback.
Oh, yeah.
From the New England Patriots.
News, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But is he coming back this week or next week? Because he was on the
PUP. He's ready yet.
Yeah.
But I know he's close.
As soon as he is,
would you say, Brandon?
No, as soon as he is, they're going to throw him out there. They said, yeah. I did read that.
It's soon, though. It's going to be sooner than later. So probably within the next, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks max, I expect to see him on the field. It's a big get for Carolina, for sure.
Also, another big get for Carolina is Christian McCaffrey, game time decision, might come back.
It's too early, man. Them soft tissue injuries. Let that man chill.
I agree.
Man, look, from a guy who's pulled his hamstring over and over and over again, rest that thing, man. But look, this Philadelphia Eagles Carolina Panthers game actually has some upset central to it. I could see the Panthers, the Eagles going in there. And again, man, Jalen Hurts, whenever you go against a dual threat quarterback, he's going to present problems. Now, that Carolina defense, it looked amazing all the way up until this past Sunday. We thought that run D was for real, and then the Dallas Cowboys ran for 250 yards on them. So it remains to be seen. But look, this is
Dallas
a potential
is much better
upset
running
pick.
Than Philly.
Well, of course, which I don't expect Philly to run for 250, but that doesn't mean that they can't get 150. I mean, shoot, if you run for 150 yards in an NFL game, the chances of you winning that game
are much higher.
Pretty good. So, look, with all that being said, I got the Panthers here covering.
Yeah, I'm looking at, honestly, we've got a game here where the Panthers are going to be missing one of their best corners, obviously, in J.C. Horn, the rookie. He's out. Shaq Thompson, their best linebacker, he's out. So, I mean, there's a couple things to look at in that regard in this particular game. CMC, if he does play, that kind of changes the things a bit. But again, don't rush him back, like CJ said. You know, I'm hedging towards Carolina. I feel like Philly's secondary has been in flux the past couple of weeks. They've been, you know, torn apart by two really, really efficient teams. So I'm going to roll with the Panthers in this one, which is crazy. The minus 3.5 in this particular game. So
I agree with that. Actually, you know what? I'm tempted to take the Eagles here, but I just don't think they have the defense for it. Because I think Carolina, actually, Sammy D and Robbie Anderson hook up for their first big game of the season here.
We got to let the listeners know that after last week, the one that they should listen to most is me.
Listen,
I'm just
the
saying.
The difference maker was just you being a homer, the Dallas game. Literally, I'm one game behind you, right, on your ass.
I think you're two, but I gotta go back and look.
Is one game.
So disrespectful.
I counted, believe me, because I'll be in the lead next week. I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers here, minus 3.5 to cover. New Orleans Saints and Washington football team. The Saints are minus 2 here, which is surprising because the football team, their offense has been rolling, but that defense, ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked at this, too. I didn't think. I mean, look.
Oh, my thought process is that because Jameis Winston has struggled throwing the ball since week one, that's why Washington's football team is their weakness is their secondary. So maybe they're not that afraid of that.
Yeah, but look, Sean Payton is a smart enough coach. He's not going to let Jameis lose the game. And really, if you compare them side by side and if you watch how New Orleans is playing their offense, their defense, just playing complimentary football, you know, control the clock and just play good defense, the New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots are playing somewhat similar. They're playing conservative on offense. They're looking to protect the ball and just to be more, more, I guess, heady when they take the big shots down the field. So I don't think Jameis will lose this game. I don't care if they're going against the Washington football team front. So I'm kind of shocked. And look, Taylor Heineke, I've been on record at probably the first show we had during the offseason. Hey, this guy deserves a shot in camp. And he's an awesome story. He's still Taylor Heineke. And the Saints, you know, are still a pretty good defense. So I got the Saints here.
Hey, Daniel Jones ripped him apart, 400 passing yards. Woody's New York Giants, man. Can't even believe how good Daniel Jones is, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm just kidding.
My hand's shaking right now.
But he is. He's playing well. But the Saints secondary, they have a few holes, both at corner and at the nickel spot. It's Paulson, Adebo. I didn't go back and look yet, and I will, and maybe I'll tweet it out or something. I don't know. But if you look at, like, PFF's, like, matchup chart, maybe from a week ago, see where Kadarius Toney was lined up. A week ago, Curtis Samuel might be the sneaky pick in this particular game, depending on who he's matched up with, similar to Kadarius Toney. So a couple things to look at in that regard for DFS matchups. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, honestly, I want to go with the Saints in this one. I'll take that -2 and the bounce back for the Saints. Washington football team coming off a big win. They're probably emotional, yada, yada, yada. But it'll still be a close game.
Yeah.
I'm going with the better coach here. I mean, Ron has been destroyed by Sean Payton for years. He knows what's coming. And, you know, Ben.
It's another good plug for sure. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. They played against each other for a decade in the NFC South. So
yeah, I'll send that over to Rivera. Let him know.
Hey, Rivera. It's curly headed Instagram. Said Ben.
Just DM him.
Oh, man. All right, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. Tennessee is favoring this one -4.5. Now, we do not know yet if Julio Jones or A.J. Brown are playing, correct? It's going to be a game-time decision.
Is Urban Meyer going to be there?
Yeah, he'll make it.
Urban Meyer's going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking to get a win against his former coaching assistant, too. Vrabel was at Ohio State just a few short years ago with Urban Meyer, so there is a connection there, so... I think this is a game though, and I'll lead it off real quick where, Jacksonville is going to try to run the football. Tennessee is going to try to take that away, but they're going to try, I think they'll come into this game super conservative, looking to run the football and make some plays over the top. Ironically, I think, I'm going to go with the Jaguars in this one, even though, this
Brandon,
is,
let me tell you why you're wrong. Derrick Henry has made a Pro Bowl career out of playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Twice.
And he might have a Pro Bowl career on Sunday.
Yeah.
In just one day.
This man's on pace for rushing for 2,600 yards this year, by the way.
Right. Hey, Brandon, you're taking the Jags to cover or to win?
No. See, look, here's the thing. I'm going to take that -4.5 or +4.5 and the Jags. So if Tennessee wins by 3, Tennessee somehow comes through by 3. But I really do think that Jacksonville is going to go in there looking to run the football. I believe there's some weather in this game as well that's going to factor in. It's going to kind of benefit Jacksonville, and it will be that kind
that
of
benefits
game.
Derrick Henry 100%.
It does, but if you're loading up, I would load up, force Tannehill to do it, and if there is AJ Brown.
The thing about the Tennessee defense is they can load up and try to stop the run. It feels like Jacksonville has found their run game to a certain extent, which is good. Tennessee, man, their defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. All right, it still can't stop a nosebleed. I still don't trust in it. With that being said, I don't trust in Urban Meyer. I don't trust Daryl Bevel and that Jacksonville offense. Do I think they will put up some points? Sure. But I think Tennessee will ultimately get the victory here, and I think they'll be able to cover with the 4.5-point spread. Now, however, again, as Brandon said, this could be a close game. This could very well be a close game. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see a different outcome. But I think Tennessee should definitely win this one.
All right. Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are favored in this one by 9.5.
Man. And that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that is crazy. Man, division game.
I honestly don't. I'm hedging Lions in this one because I don't like that -9 at all. I know Dalvin's banged up. I'm just not confident in Minnesota right now. They put up 7 points a week ago, and I know it is against the Browns, but I'm hedging towards Detroit right now.
Yeah, this is actually a tough one for me. Like -9 is definitely a huge spread. The Detroit Lions are not a good team, but they've been competitive in all of their games. So
yeah.
They've been shredded through the air though.
Goff has been super efficient as well. I think they're going to come out. They're going to try to establish the run, and
yeah,
if they can do that.
On the outline, I actually have Minnesota, but I'm gonna go with the Lions. I don't think Minnesota will be able to win.
For the record, I wouldn't even bet this game.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. here's my thing: the Minnesota Vikings. We don't know if Dalvin Cook's healthy. Really hasn't looked the same since he sprained his ankle. And I was listening to a couple fantasy doctors on Instagram today. And a couple of them said this might be a high ankle sprain, and they're not diagnosing it that way because he just hasn't looked the same.
That actually makes a lot more sense because, look, a standard ankle sprain, man, you tie your cleats up tighter and you're good. You just go back out there. The next day you'll have a little swelling, some pain. But guess what? Not enough to keep you out of practice or to keep you out of a game. Now, a high ankle sprain is a whole nother story. And the fact that he missed last week's game led me to believe, like, when I first heard he sprained his ankle, I'm like, okay, that's not a big deal. But then he missed last week, and I'm like, okay, maybe it is a high ankle sprain. So
yeah. So I'm actually, because of that, if it was a healthy Dalvin Cook, I think they cover because Kirk Cousins doesn't usually have two bad games in a row, right?
I don't bet on Kirk. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm going to take the Lions to cover here as well. Join the herd. Green Bay Packers, Cincinnati Bengals. Green Bay is favored in this one at -3. Cincinnati coming off an impressive Thursday night football win against the Jaguars, though. We have seen them beat the Steelers, but that doesn't look that great either. Is Cincinnati the real deal, or are things...
You know? No, they're not the real deal. Look, they have a talented young roster. They're trending the right way.
Love the baby Bengals.
I like the way they're improving week to week. They're battling. They're competitive. Now, with a young team that's up and coming like this, the issues is going to be consistency. Mm-hmm. They almost lost to Jacksonville last week. So, I mean, I like the direction they're headed, but I don't think they'll beat Green Bay.
I don't think so either. I'm taking the Green Bay to cover here. Aaron Rodgers, slam it all day.
For sure. I don't think the spread's big enough, but, you know.
Yeah, I think the Packers, we thought that, you know, they would have some struggles and all that, and they really haven't. They've found their way. They look pretty good overall. They still have some work to do, but I do think if they can force some pressure on Burrow, keeping him in check down mode where he can't, you know, consistently get the deep ball going. I think that's where the Packers are going to be able to win this game is their defensive front against the Bengals offensive line. In addition, Joe Mixon's not going to be in there, but I do think the Bengals are getting Chido Awuzie back. Potentially he logged a limited practice yesterday, and they will have Jesse Bates back in their secondary. So that's something to keep an eye on. So I am going to take the Packers. And -3 in this one.
Anybody stand out fantasy-wise this game? Maybe a plug-and-play?
Randall
Cobb had a big game last week.
Yeah, he might have another one as well in this one. I mean, this is a good a good game for that again.
I think if you have Tyler Boyd or Jahmyr Chase, I mean, obviously Jahmyr Chase has been a red zone monster, you know, with the touchdowns. So if you have a Bengals receiver, not named T. Higgins, just because T. Higgins is coming back from injury, if that's something you trust, then go ahead, play it. I'm always a little wary about, you know, starting players who are, you know, coming back from injury. But those are some guys that'll probably put up some points, because this I don't think this Bengals offense will be able to run the ball, especially as you talked about with Mixon out. So I think in order for them to move the ball, they're going to have to throw it a lot.
Aaron Jones has been banged up. And last week, A.J. Dillon had a good game. It was his first good game of the season, showed us what he showed us last year at the end of the year. I think they're going to want to get him involved more and move to more of a committee, allowing Aaron Jones more around the red zone and eat up a little clock. Might be a nice little plug and play, A.J. Dillon, if you're looking for someone desperate. New England Patriots, Houston, Sam Preen also showed flashes in the Jacksonville game, who's filling in for Joe Mixon probably this week. New England Patriots, Houston Texans, Pats favored by 9. Are the Pats worthy of being favored by 9 to anyone with that offense?
Yeah, this is scary. This is another scary spread here. Because, look, I can see the Pats beating the Texans by 10-plus points. But, again, that offense is conservative and it's complementary football. The Patriots are looking to dink and dunk it, control the clock, and play defense, which should be easy to do versus the Texans. This could possibly be a 17-13 game, you know?
Yeah.
And a 17-13 game that the Patriots control throughout. I mean...
Yeah, I think coming off the big, you know, obviously they didn't win, but it was somewhat of a win for the Patriots in a way. You know, there could be a little bit of, you know, them being lethargic with this particular opponent now, kind of a letdown week. The implied point total for the Patriots is 24 points, and it's a low over-under of 39.5. So that big of a spread in a low over-under type style of game, I'm gonna lean with Houston here. I'm gonna take the +9. It's a game though that I might not even want to put money on if I was out there. If I actually gambled, I wouldn't probably do it.
Yeah, not at all.
I'd stay away from this one too. I was leaning towards Houston here, but then all of a sudden it clicked, and I was like, "Oh wait, Belichick's playing a rookie quarterback. Slam the Patriots."
Yeah, and look, that's why. That's true. The Patriots.
Welcome to the NFL, Davis Mills. Yeah. Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers. -1. Some books have it even. One team's going up here, one team's going down. Normally you pick the one going up, but Teddy Bridgewater, starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, who was not turning the ball over, playing very efficient football, probably will not start this game. It's most likely going to be Drew Lock. So what do you guys think here, guys?
Yeah, look,
Denver with the backup quarterback or Pittsburgh Steelers with the dying quarterback?
I think this is more of an even spread. Like, I think this is a toss-up. I would argue that both of them are trending down because Denver just lost versus the Ravens this past Sunday, and they did not look impressive. But with that said, whoever the Denver Broncos start at quarterback, they will have the better quarterback in this game. And for that reason, I'm going with the Denver Broncos here.
I mean, can we talk about that for a second? Like, Ben last week, he looked really bad. Like, he looked bad in every other game, but last week especially, he could not keep the ball within reach of the receiver over his head.
Yeah. Look, they made a mistake when they restructured his contract back
here. They should have moved on, right?
Yeah. And look, I don't want to go after Big Ben like that. You know, Big Ben is kind of in the same predicament that Peyton Manning was at the end of his career, except Peyton Manning had better players around him, right? So, I mean, it's tough. I don't want to be too critical of Ben.
I think Ben has great players around him. I think you bring in an average quarterback with this wide receivers and Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, and Eric Ebron, and Najee Harris, and I think they do great. I was telling Brandon, trade a 4th-round pick for Gardner Minshew.
Look,
level up the Eagles' 6th-round pick. Give them that. Get Gardner Minshew, an accurate quarterback with that group of talent, will win you ball games.
It'll make them better, but it still doesn't fix the run game. It's like they still won't be able to run the ball.
They showed life in that last week. Najee did decent last week, like 72 yards. That was the first, like, over 4 yards carry.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to probably go with Pittsburgh at home. They're reeling. They need a win. They're going to come through in this one. I feel like Daniel Jones. Great. I forgot his name. What's the quarterback's name for the Broncos? Help me. Drew Locke. Good grief. Daniel Jones and Drew Locke. They're like the same quarterback.
Daniel Jones on the brain, man.
I'm just going to go with the Steelers. It's a pick 'em. I like the run game. You know, Teddy B being out. Patrick Surtain has a chest injury. We don't know what the deal is with that just yet. Yeah.
I'm going Steelers because they're going to score a defensive touchdown here.
Big Ben, he's a statue back there. Broncos got Von Miller and Bradley Chubb coming off the edge. I think that'll be the difference in this game.
I think you're right, but I'm still going Steelers. I don't know why.
Hey, look, they're playing at Heinz Field. You got Mike Tomlin. I get it.
That's a pick 'em, man.
This is a do or die for the Steelers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because they're in a tough division.
They are. Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is favored by 9 here. So the Scarface game. Dolphins?
Yeah, look, this is
anyone betting this?
I mean, yeah, I would bet it. This is not a sexy matchup.
This seems like one of the ones that Tampa takes off.
Yeah, Tampa's like,
they're just going to run the ball. I think they're going to run the ball, and they're going to take an easy one. They've had a rough couple games, get out of there, like a 27-10 game or something.
Look, to everybody's surprise, Miami's a bad team. Like, we thought they were trending toward the right direction last year. They're a bad team. It's not just the quarterback play. It's just bad play all around. They just look extremely unimpressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to take Tampa minus 9, though. I'm going to go with Miami plus 9 in this one. And my reasoning, once again, is I'm not into that 9-point differential.
It's the NFL. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, in this matchup, maybe, you know, the Pats and Texans makes more sense, but I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't either, especially with this Bucs secondary all banged up. I'm taking Miami plus 9.
Give them a shot.
Yeah. All right, guys, moving right along. Cleveland Browns, Los Angeles Chargers. This is a big game for AFC playoff seeding. Browns are rolling. Baker Mayfield not looking his best. He's getting it done, though. And they have two of the best running backs of the game. Two top five running backs. I put that out there. Los Angeles Chargers, they're rolling right now. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the undefeated Raiders. Justin Herbert. Starting to look good. Austin Eckler's looking like a stud. Defense coming together. Mike Williams had his first bad game of the season last night, but they were doubling him. So?
Yeah. Look, I got the Cleveland Browns here. Chargers, man, they have a lot of talent. But I've watched the Chargers a lot this year. They shoot themselves in the foot so much. So much that when you play against a team like the Cleveland Browns, I keep saying it, complimentary football, smash mouth, they're going to run it, they're going to play defense. You don't win games versus teams like the Cleveland Browns playing undisciplined football. So I have the Browns here.
It's true.
In L.A.
Yeah, it's tough on the road. Herbert's looking pretty good. Baker's so playing injured, by the way. He's got an injured labrum. Non-throwing side of the body there. So
it's not a big deal, though.
I guess it's not, but it could be if he gets hit enough. If the run game, I love it. I'm going Chargers. I'm going to go Chargers in this one. I love what Justin Herbert just did. I feel like he's the second coming now. The guy is on the rise. It's somebody that I need to pay more attention to myself. I keep saying that about him. I continue to overlook him, and then he keeps proving me wrong. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. I feel like I said this.
Brandon, I want to join you here. You know, Brandon, I want to join you here. I love the Chargers, but I'll tell you why the Chargers are not going to win this game. One, CJ said the penalties. Two, they are one of the worst teams against the run in the NFL, and you have two top five running backs, one of the best offensive lines in Cleveland. Give me Cleveland. Cleveland getting points here, plus 1.5. Chicago Bears at the Las Vegas Raiders. They're there in the nightclub. Well, actually, I don't know. The way the Bears offense has been playing, they may not see the end zone nightclub too much. So Justin Fields named the starter. So that's good for the team. Allen Robinson. Are we panicking fantasy? Me and Brandon talked about this the other day I want to know what you thought about Allen Robinson right now.
I don't think he's startable right now. Mm-hmm. But if I was the owner of Allen Robinson. Three
great catches last week.
Now, look, Allen Robinson has not been startable, unfortunately. Now, with that said, the quarterback change, Justin Fields in there. He looked great throwing the ball down the field. You got Bill Lazor calling the plays now.
And so he looked for Allen Robinson down the field last week.
Going forward, I like Robinson. I think he'll turn it around.
I think so, too. So I wouldn't trade him for 75 cents on the dollar, y'all.
Not at all.
Hold on. Hold on, loosely.
Hold on.
Raiders, are they who we thought they were? I know there were a couple people over here who really liked the Raiders, but I skipped the deck. Derek Carr is soft.
I think they are who I think they are. Like, I think they're a 10-7 team, 11-6. I think they're on the cusp of playoff. I don't think they're legit contenders, but I think they're good enough to make the playoffs.
Khalil Mack revenge game?
Yeah, I'm with you on that too, CJ. And Khalil Mack revenge game, sure. I mean, it could be. And I just don't trust any team. I don't trust the Bears for that matter, especially right now, even if they are, I feel like it was forced. The Justin Fields thing was forced on Matt Nagy, and now he's just kind of like, probably like, okay, it's well, now I'm being forced. Yeah. And
watching him in a press conference is just like, ugh. It's just,
I don't even know. Honestly, I'm Chicago just going to go. Chicago
Bears defense has played tough this year.
Yeah, they have. They have. But the Raiders, they can find ways to win. I feel like they just ran into an inspired Chargers team in this past game. They are what CJ just said they are. I don't really peg them as much more than that. I'm going to go Raiders -5.5 though in this one. -5.5.
Okay. Yeah, look, I have the Raiders to win this game. I don't think they cover 5.5 points because I don't think the Raiders are a great team. I think, again, they're on the cusp of playoff, right? I think they're good enough to get into the playoffs. But teams like that, sometimes they win a couple of games that they shouldn't win, but then they lose a couple of games that they shouldn't lose. And I think right here, this will be one of the games that will put them to the test. I think they win, but I think they struggle.
Okay. I think they win here too, but I think this is like a field goal game, like you said, CJ. I'm picking the Bears to cover here. New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys, Dallas -7. Giants coming off a good win. Good win. Saquon Barkley doing Saquon Barkley things. Kenny Golladay actually out here maybe earning some money on his contract.
Finally.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that. Kadarius Toney, first round pick. Hello. Welcome to the NFL. 5 receptions, 70 yards. Giants actually looking like they have some life. But I love that Dallas defense, man. The young Dallas defense.
Now, look.
Running game.
The Giants, they're obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, their depth is at receiver. They get Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton back this week. So that's good news for the Giants.
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I'm down on my boys right now, man.
Sterling Shepard, when he plays, he's a good player. With that being said,
deep threats in the NFL.
Dallas -7. I'm going to go with Dallas. I'm gonna go with Dallas here.
NFC East games are messy.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think they muck it up, and my boys cover. I think Dallas ends up winning, but I think my boys are gonna cover here.
Yeah, I think the Giants will bring a good game plan. I think the Cowboys look.
The Clapper revenge game.
Yeah, I still think that the Cowboys are looking for that game. They want to show the division that they are the real deal. They are the superior team. And I think that they're going to come away with a double digit win in this game. So I'm with CJ. Usually I'm not going to go with the higher points. Look,
Dak Prescott, a year ago, week 6, home game against the New York Giants, breaks his ankle.
Yeah.
I think he'll be ready for this.
Yeah, he's coming for this. Literally. And figuratively.
San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. Arizona Cardinals -5.5. Cardinals coming off a big win against the Los Angeles Rams. But here's the thing. I think they're going to flip spots with the Rams here. The Rams were coming off a big win last week, showed up a little bit of a dud here against the Arizona Cardinals. And I think Cardinals wanted to beat the Rams for the first time under the McVay-Kingsbury rivalry. And I think the 49ers, this is a must-win game for them. So, you know, they get back Mitchell. Sermon's been looking better. Deebo Samuel's breaking records on pace. If he can stay healthy. I think I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers to cover here. And I don't feel good about it.
I don't either.
Yeah, you know, all very valid points. This is a tough one here. NFC West, divisional game. You expect it to be tough. Arizona, they've been looking great. San Francisco, not so much. Arizona, better quarterback in Kyler versus Jimmy G or the rookie Trey Lance, who may start this week. I'm going to go Arizona here to cover because that Niners defense has been extremely unimpressive or just not as good as I thought they were going to be. And so Arizona's defense has some question marks too. I think it could be a high-scoring game, but again, it comes down to Kyler Murray and that Arizona offense being able to take advantage of that 49er defense. I don't think that 49er offense can necessarily take advantage of that Arizona defense with Jimmy G back there. So I'm going to go Arizona to cover at 5.5.
Man. All right, look.
I'm a great salesperson, ain't I?
Yeah, I like what the Cardinals did, and I feel like they're pretty much proving to us that they are legitimate. I love what Kyler Murray's doing. And I, you know, offensively, the Cardinals, like exactly what CJ said. I mean, 49ers defense has been suspect. If it is Trey Lance, a quarterback, I do believe the Cardinals are going to win this game, but I'm just going to go ahead and take the Cardinals in this game, -5.5.
All right. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. Possible AFC championship matchup week 5. Sunday night football. I'm here for this game, man. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Arguably the 1 and 2. Some have Herbert, some have Allen. They're all great. It's 1, 2, 3 right now. Oh, no. Kyler Murray is probably 2 now. Who knows? There's 4 greats. Who y'all taking? KC's favored by 2.5, even though the Bills have a much better defense.
Yeah, I think Vegas is trying to get some people with the okie doke here. I mean, look, Kansas City, they haven't looked as impressive as they have in the past. They're sitting at 2-2 right now. The defense is worse than it's ever been. And the Bills, on the other hand, defense looks great. Looks good. I mean, statistically speaking, they pitched a shutout, maybe 2 shutouts this year, I believe. So, I mean, look, I think the Bills are legit. And last thing I'm going to say about this game, I do have the Bills to win. I'm going to say this, though. When the Buffalo Bills drafted in April, with their first 2 picks, they were thinking about Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City Chiefs offense. Round 1, pick 30, they picked Gregory Rousseau, long, big-bodied, athletic edge rusher. Why? Because Patrick Mahomes is the hump that you have to get over in the AFC. Who did they go for with their second-round pick? They got Boogie Basham at the back of the second, another 6'6", 285 edge rusher. So
5 technique.
Exactly. So the Bills are adding pieces to beat Kansas City. And I think they do it tonight.
Sunday night. I think the Bills surprise them here too. I think this is the one they let the Chiefs know it. Yo, we're here. We're your main.
Chiefs are bringing the playoff mentality in this game. I think they're going to be prepared. They're going to be ready. I think they're going to play, inspired in the moment to kind of re-solidify themselves. They are 1-3 against the spread so far this year versus Buffalo, who's 3-1 against the spread. But I'm going to go with I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I like that 2.5 right now. It'll obviously change. I'm sure it's probably changing while we're talking. This could be more of a pick 'em.
The only thing I pray for this game is good weather. I always feel like when we have one of these matchups like this with really good teams, really good offenses. It's either like some crazy wind or some rain. I think last time Kansas City and Buffalo played, I think it was bad weather. So I want to see this game right here. Clear skies, beautiful Sunday night, football, high scoring. This is what the people want.
Yeah, because I think that might play more into Buffalo's hands if it's weather.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Football, Indianapolis Colts, Baltimore Ravens. Both teams coming into this, quarterback's a little banged up. Lamar Jackson, he's had a back problem since he did a flip into the end zone. Carson Wentz, I mean, for the last 4 years and two sprained ankles in one game. what do we see going on here, guys?
Ravens, I see to cover -7.
I see a lot of running. Nothing to add. A lot of two teams trying to run the football, establish the run or whatever. I think there is a chance of rain actually in this game. So that's going to kind of play into what the Ravens want to do and what the Colts want to do. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a lot closer than what they have this pegged to be. I'll take the Colts +7 in this one. I like
Colts +7. Boom.
Yeah. I do think Lamar will get it going on the ground.
Yeah. This is going to be like, I think this is going to be like a field goal game. It's Monday night. Both teams trying to get healthy. I think it's whoever busts them the longest runs. And
I can see that. Look, the most impressive game the Colts have played this year was a 3-point loss to the Rams. That's not necessarily good news, but it does put things into perspective as far as, okay, maybe the Colts raised their level of play versus, you know, superior opponents.
That's what I was thinking as well. That's a good way to put it.
Not going to happen. Lock of the week.
So you're picking the Ravens, Brandon?
No, I'm picking the Colts, but I'm picking the Ravens are going to win.
All right.
But the Colts are going to keep it within that margin.
Okay. CJ, you taking the Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm taking the Ravens a favorite by 7. I think.
Yeah, no, I mean Brandon's taking the Ravens money line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me, okay. I think the Ravens beat them by a touchdown or more.
Okay.
8 or more, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Ravens defense a little banged up, but they did play well against, you know, the Lions. So we'll see. The Lions. All right, guys. Well, that's all our picks. Now, before we go, let's talk about last week. We're keeping track now, guys. We're holding this accountable. We're getting some great betting data together for you guys. We're going to have some opportunities for you guys to take a look at that soon. If you want some free money for the opponents, then CJ jumped out in the lead last week. I could have sworn you took the Raiders, not the Chargers. I thought I was solo Chargers, man.
No,
but you took the Chargers.
I had screenshots to prove it too.
I believe you. You ain't lying. Oh, man. You got me by one last week. But, bro, we were like 67% last week, right? We were up there. Yeah.
We just got to keep it. We got to keep it up, you know. Just keep it up.
Coach! Wow.
You guys want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You got 10 out of 16, Woody. And CJ actually got 11 out of 16.
Holla at you, boy.
I got 8 out of 16, so that's 50%.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So we are doing better than average.
Yeah, because we really do this. The listeners need to know we really do this. I got a whole home office set up. It's nothing but monitors and TVs on Sundays.
We ain't just picking like winners here. We're picking against the spread.
Yeah, and like, we're not real box numbers. Score watchers, okay? We don't read a bunch of stats and say, "Oh, okay."
The group chat. Really, if you ain't in the group, if you ain't in the group chat chatting on Sundays, we know we were like, "Where you at? What you doing?
Where you at? What are you doing?
You ain't watching.
What game you watching?"
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. As always, check out Football Scout 365. That's where we pull a bunch of our data from. It's never failed us this far. And as always, check out our site. The number 5 toolsportpodcast.com. And guys, until next time, we'll see you Tuesday with the review. We out.
Yo.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle.